More details have been released on the Senate Ag Committee's farm bill. The acreage limit on conservation, they said, would change. The conservation, or CRP, program would increase to 25 million acres. That's up from the current 24 million acres. The increase would be offset by capping the CRP payments at 88.5% of local rental rates. On nutrition, the Senate draft provides additional funding for the pilot programs that study approaches to help the SNAP recipients, that's the food program, find jobs or higher paying employment, building on 10 projects funded in the 2014 Farm Bill. The bill would provide $185 million for the new projects. On energy, programs that were designated to promote energy efficiency and development of fuel and chemicals from biomass are left without mandatory funding this time. It's going to be up to the Congress to change that. On research, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, which was created in 2014, would receive $200 million, the same amount as Congress provided in seed money. The House would provide no funding for that program. On USDA reorganization, they offered some funds to assist Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in his new reorganizational plan. That's some of the highlights of the Senate Ag Bill going up for vote this week in Washington. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.